Run Lamed Ches Amud Beis the bottom. Start back a line back. Omer Abaye. Bo Aleha Umesa. He was Ma'anis, a Nara Besula, and she died before they had a chance to go to Beis Din. If she died after they went to Beis Din, so then the father gets a knas, because the chiyuv of the knas took place before she died. But if the chiyuv didn't take place before she died, that's when Abaye says that he's potter. Why? Because it says v'nosin shenemar, v'nosin la'avi hanara v'lo la'avi mesa. Because you have to give the knas to the father of the nara. When she's dead, she's not a nara anymore. Okay, milsa de pshita le labaya, what Abaye takes for granted, that when she's dead, she's no longer a nara, but she's a mesa. Miboy le la rava. Rava, at least according to one opinion over here, Rava had this shaila. If she dies, is she still called a nara or not? Is there still a knas or not? The boy Rava, because Rava had this following shaila. Yesh bagr bekever, or ain bagr bekever. Yesh bagr bekever udibno have, or dilma ain bagr bekever dovia have. Shaila's like this. If he raped her when she was a nara, and then, what's it called, she died, and they didn't come to Beis Din until a few months later, when if she had been alive, she would have been a Bogeris. So, does she become a Bogeris in the grave? Or no? Her life stops when she dies, and that's it. She died a Nara, she remains a Nara forever. Or no? 6 months go by, and she becomes a Bogeris in the grave. So what's the Nafkamina? If she's a Bogeris when the Chiyuv of the Knas, and according to this, there would be a Knas. The Knas, however, would go not to her father, right, but to her. But obviously she can't get it because she's dead. So it'll go to her heirs, to her son. She has a son, he will get the Knas. Or not. Odilma ain't Bagar Bekever, and she remains a Nara. And therefore the father gets the Knas. Okay? Udaviya Havi. Now the Gemara is going to stop and analyze this, right? How could she have a son? Okay. Rashi. Bo aleho mesa, lo hispiko av lamido bedin ache mesa. Right? They didn't go to court and the gzar din of the knas wasn't given until she died. So Abaye holds, there's no knas. Because laviha nara velo laviha mesa. And Rava had the following shaila. Yesh bagr bekever im mesa benarusa. She died when she was a nara. Ad shelo omda bedin. Before they, what's it called, they were gozer, the psak din, that he's chayiv to pay a knas. But she was a nara when she died. The higiyas man bagrusa bekever. And she was 6 months dead, and then had she been alive, she would have been a Bogeris. So, Mik Choshi Bagar Olo. Since 6 months passed by, is she considered now in the grave a Bogeris or not? And now when they finally got to court, after she died, they were Mechayiv him with a Knas. According to this, there is a Knas for the dead girl. He raped her when she was alive, and then she died. And then they came to Beis Din, according to this, not like Abaye, there would be a Knas. The only Shaila is, who does the Knas go to? Her heirs or her father? Okay. L'kamei meforish v'ozol ma'hilchasol. Now we're going to see what the Shaila is, right? Is she a Bogeris or not? What's the Shaila? So the Gemara thinks in the beginning, the Shaila is, does the Knas go to her father or to her son? Yesh bagr bekever. If she would still be alive and they didn't go to court till she became a Bogeris, right? Later on the Gemara says if the chiyuv of the knas didn't come about till she was a Bogeris, in other words the rape happened when she was a nara, but they didn't go to Beis Din and the chiyuv knas didn't take effect till she was a Bogeris, so then the Knas goes to her, not to her father, because the chiyuv of the knas is only from the time that the basement paskins it, not from the time of the maisa, because you could be molded in a knas and be potter. So the chiyuv of a knas is only from the time that the basement actually enacts it. So that chiyuv came when she was a bogeris. Her father doesn't get her money when she's a bogeris; she gets it herself. The hashtanami bagar bekever mafkia kolachav ubino yoris loim yesh laben. And now, if she has a son, he will get the knas and not the father, because it's hers. So her heirs get it. Okay, that's the way the Gemara learns the shaila now. Okay, their vade is a knas. The only shaila is she considered a bogeris now, since she's dead, but the time elapsed to be a bogeris, and therefore the knas goes to her son, or the knas goes to her father, because when she died, she was a nara, and at that point, time freezes. She remains a nara for the rest of eternity. Okay. Mara says, umi ma'abra. First of all, I forget about the shaila over here. How does she have a son? When in the world did she have this son? Right? V'hatani rabbeiboy kameid Rav Nachman. Rabbeiboy said in the name of Rav Nachman, in front of Rav Nachman, sholosh noshim mishamshos b'moch. Three women, Rashi learns, are allowed to be mishamish b'moch, and they're not considered hashchasa zera, since it's pikuach nefesh, we'll see. Right, and Rashi learned before, a moch means after tashmish, she puts in a sponge to sponge up the zera. Okay? And Tosfos says that hashlosh shalom have to be mishamish b'moch, other women are allowed to. And they're not chayiv in hashchasa zera, right, but these have to do it. The other ones are allowed. Rashi learns these are allowed, and the other ones are not allowed. Okay. Sholosh nashim mishamishes b'moch eluhen. Ktana, a ktana is allowed to be mishamish b'moch. Umuuberes, and a woman who's pregnant. Umeinika, and a woman who's nursing. Ktana shemetisaber v'tamus. A ktana, because we're afraid she'll get pregnant. And if a ketana gets pregnant, she'll die in childbirth. She can't give birth. She'll die. Most of the time. Muberes, shematase ubrasandal. A muberes, if she gets pregnant again while she's pregnant, right, she won't have a normal child. She'll have a sandal. And that will, what's it called, sap the strength of the child and kill it. So it's a danger to the child. Menika shematigmolis bina, and Menika, we're afraid that she'll get pregnant, and she won't want to nurse her original child, and that child will be besakana. So therefore, they have to use birth control that they don't get pregnant. Vezeu ktana mibas achasrei shana v'yom echad ad shtemesrei. Which kind of ktana can use birth control? Only from 11 to 12. Okay, why? Because before 11 she won't get pregnant. Right? Girls before 11 don't get pregnant. From 11 to 12 she could get pregnant, and if she gets pregnant she'll die. If she's 12 and gets pregnant she'll live. So the only time that she needs the birth control is between 11 and 12, when she could get pregnant, and then she will die if in childbirth. She won't be able to see the pregnancy through. She'll end up dying in the pregnancy. Pachos mikain v'yesra kain, less than 11 and older than 12, mishamesh es kedarka v'holeches divrei Rav Meir. All this is Rav Meir. Right, less than 11 she can have regular relations because she won't get pregnant. More than 12 she can have regular relations because if she gets pregnant she'll survive. V'chachomim omrim achasu v'achasu mishamesh es kedarka v'holeches u'min ha'shamayim yirachamu. All of these women have regular bia, they can't use birth control, right? Or according to Tosfos, they don't have to. Why? Because the instances of these things are not that shriach, and therefore we rely on a shamayim yirachamu. They're not that common. So in a shamayim yirachamu, shenemar shomer psoim Hashem. So now this girl, when did she have a son? She was raped when she was a nara, and she died while she was a nara. Okay? So she never got past 12 and a half. So when did she get pregnant? Before she was 11, she couldn't have gotten pregnant. Between 11 and 12, had she gotten pregnant, she would have died.
She did.
What?
She did.
What she did? She died. No, she didn't die of that. She got raped. Okay, we'll see 1 second. The chitemi di abrak shinara. Right? So she couldn't have gotten pregnant when she was a ketana, because, what's it called? She either wouldn't have gotten pregnant or she wouldn't have survived. Okay? So she couldn't have had a son. No, this, and the child wouldn't have been alive. She wouldn't have had a living child. The kid wouldn't have survived. She can't have a living kid. So that's out of the question. So maybe she got pregnant when she was 12. And then she was raped when she had a kid while she still was a Nara at 5 months. And she was raped during that time that she was pregnant. Great. There's only one problem. Right? The chitemi de abra kshinara. The olida kshinara. She got raped when she was a Nara, and she got pregnant when she was a Nara, and she gave birth when she was still a Nara, and then she died. Right? Uveshisi yarchi mika yalta. You can't give birth to a living child in 6 months. And she only had 6 months to be a Nara, because she died when she was a Nara. So she couldn't have been more than 6 months pregnant. V'ha'amar Shmuel ein bein naras lebagrus alashisha chadoshim. Right? There's no time span between a Nara and a Bogeris, 6 months. That's it. The chitema botzer hu deleka. There's no less than 6 months, but sometimes it's more than 6 months. It's possible for a woman to go between Narus and Bagrus more than 6 months. Ha mitvei ika ter tvei, could possible more. Ha ela kamer, says ela, shisha chadoshim, means that's it. It's always 6 months. From the time she becomes a Gedola, 6 months later she becomes a Bogeris, not a second more. What?
From the time she's a Nara.
From the time she becomes a Nara, right. Well, a Gedola is a Nara, so then she becomes a Bogeris 6 months later. Okay. So therefore she can't have a son. So it's impossibility. So that can't be the Shaila. Does her Knas go to her son, or does her Knas go to her father? There is no son. Elohachi kami boyalei. Yesh bagar bekever upoka av, al dilma ein bagar bekever velo poka av. The shaila is, does, what's it called, the knas go to the father, or there is no knas because the father has no more rishos and there's nobody to give the knas to, so the guy gets off scot free. Okay, so that is the, what's it called, the first way of learning Rava's shaila. Okay, do we consider her a bogeris, and therefore there's no more knas, because the knas would go to her, except she's dead? Or do we consider her a nara, and the knas goes to her father? Okay, but the fact that she's dead, according to this, doesn't affect it. So this is not like Abaya. Abaya says once she dies, there's no knas, because you give it lavi hanara, even if she's a nara, it's lavi hanara, not lavi hanesa. Okay, so according to this, right? The Rava doesn't hold of Abaye. Okay. Rashi, Mima Abra Bekatnus O Benarus Shibas Knas Shetele Benarus. How is it possible that a woman has a child and she got raped when she was a Nara and died when she was a Nara and still has a child? Mishamshes B'moch Mutar Lohen L'Shamish B'moch Ve'enon K'mashchis Ozera. From this Rashi, it seems normally L'chari you learn that she's allowed to be Mashchis Zera, because it's pikuach nefesh. But Rashi says the einon kemashchis ozera, not that it's mutter lahashchis zera. It's not hashchos ozera, meaning since there's a purpose for it, that she won't die, right? So that's not called hashchos. Hashchos ozera is where it's hashchos. This is not derech hashchos. This is for a say. So it's not that it's hashchos ozera, but it's mutter because of pikuach nefesh. It's not hashchos ozera. Seems from that's the way Rashi seems to be saying. Shemayasa uber sandal, shein tisaber uber sheni, poches hasheni asuras harishon, the dome of the sandal shudag shabiyan. If she'll get pregnant while she's pregnant, even though that is either impossible or rare, right? She's not going to have a second child. She can't get pregnant with a normal child. She's going to have a sandal, a kid looks like a fish, right? some kids were born out. What's it called? The kid who looks like a fish who's going to kill the first kid. Going to sap the strength of the first kid. Shema tigmalos benom et neisha cholav nek arkishim esaderes veino tov liyonek v'titztorech la'atiko meishadayim v'yomus. When she'll get pregnant, her milk won't be good anymore, and she'll have to wean the child, and the kid will die out of from malnutrition. Pachos mikam mibasachasrei. If she's less than 11, shana mishameshes kedarka. She can have relations normally. Fishalo tisaber. She won't get pregnant. Less than 11, she's not going to get pregnant. The yosra can. If she's more than 12, abashtemesrei shana mishameshes kedarka. She can have regular relations. Shim tisaber lo tomus. She'll get pregnant. She'll have a normal child. Alma bekatnis lo miabra sheyovel lechlal leida to have a tomus tani. Right. So it's impossible for her to have a child. Because if she got pregnant when she was a ketana, the kid would have died. She would have died with the kid. And if she got pregnant when she was a nara, there's not enough time to have a kid if she died when she was a nara. That means she only lived 5 months plus in naras. She got pregnant after 12. The yolda benaras, and she gave birth. And she got raped when she was a Nara, and she died when she was a Nara. She's a busy girl in those 6 months, right? Hanami lesa, that can't be. Domer Shmuel ain be Naras lebagris alashisha chadasha. The whole zman of Naras is only 6 months. Mishatovi shtei saris havi Nara baosin shatovi mishtei mesrei shana v'hala umishativi. From the time she's 12, whenever she'll bring two saris, she becomes a Nara. 6 months later, she becomes a Bogeris. Okay. Mishitivi machitiv, go shisha chadashim vesulo. Umasnisa diktani mi bashtemes reve elech, ima abra lo mesa, that from 12 on she won't die, but she can't have a kid in 6 months. Right? And the via shte cyrus, kodem shetisaber kamer. Avakosman shalohi via ktanehi. If she hasn't, she's 12, and she hasn't brought cyrus, she's still a ktan. She becomes a Nara when she brings two Saros after 12. But she only has 6 months after that. No matter when she'll bring the Saros after 12, 6 months after that, she's a Gedola, a Bogeris. The Haidenoket Minyan Shonim, so then what doesn't, depends when she's 12 or not. It depends whenever she brings Saros. No, it depends on two things. Mishim de Babotzer Mishtemes Revi Yom Echot, Afilu Hevia Saros, Eno Elishuma, Kedamrim Sechas, Need of a Kedusha. If she brings two Saras before she's 12, it's meaningless. She has to be at least 12 and bring two Saras. So if she's on her 12th birthday has two Saras, she has 6 months to be a Nara. If when she's 12 years and 3 months she brings Saras, till the 12 years and 3 months she's a Ketana. At 12 years and 3 months she becomes a Nara. 12 years and 9 months she becomes a Bogeris. Upokaav. So the shaila is not, does it go to her son, or is the guy potter? Either if she's still considered a nara, the knas goes to her father. If she's considered a bogeres, then the father loses it. There's nobody to give it to, so this guy gets it. He gets the money, keeps the money. She'ein baldino kayin. There's nobody around to get the knas. The person who should get the knas, which is hers, is dead. Knas lab mamon hu lo rishu lo via b'toris yerusha. There's no yerusha on knas. You're not morisha knas. It's not something that goes be yerusha. Kol kamad v'lo gotz. As long as you didn't collect it, it doesn't go be yerusha. So the chiyuv of the knas doesn't exist. So you can't be yorish something that doesn't exist. Ein bagr bekever lafkuya tvias av. Or maybe not. There is no such thing as bagris bekever. She remains a nara, and the knas goes to her father. Marber of Ashi. Marber of Ashi, boy lohochi. Marber of Ashi said Rava had this shaila. Mesa misa osa bagrus, or ain't osa bagrus. Not that the time elapsed will make her a bogeris, but just dying, she's not a nara anymore. Dying affects what time when she's alive affects. Dying affects that she's a bogeris. And the Gemara says, Teku. Right. That was the shaila, that was the thing, and Rabbi Shaila, Teku. Rashi, Marber of Ashi, lo boy lo baya de Rava mishum bagr bekever. He didn't learn that Rav Shaila was, does the time elapse in the grave the same thing if she would be alive, and she becomes a bogeris in the kever. Ela imesa ben arusa, if she died when she was a nara, mipoka ki bagrus to mechayim olo, does her knas go away as if she would be a bogeris? Well, the high listen to Mar Bravashi aliba the Rava Amruleil Milson the Pshita Labai Mulela Rava. On this we said before that what Abaya had was clear, that when a girl dies there's no more knas. This is what Rava Shaila was. When she dies, is the knas paka or no? Still remains, because what's it called? She's still called a nara. The ilu lishna kama mifshe pshita leila rava de misa lo mafka. Because according to the first shaila, Rava surely doesn't hold like a bayah. He holds that misa is not a factor. The only shaila is who gets the knas, but not that there is no knas. With loka bayah calls man shlo bogra. The chiko mi boyale be bagra be kever kami boyale. According to the first lashon, according to Mar Bravashi, that is the shaila. Does misa take away the knas or not? And that's the same thing that Abaye said. For sure, misa takes away the knas. Misa osa bagrus, osa din bagrus the mafka koach av ki bagrus. Just like bagrus takes away the knas from the father. Right, so too misa takes away the knas, like Abaye said, because it says la aviha nara, not la aviha mesa. Okay, let's go a little further. Boy mine rova me Abaye, bo alev nisarsa. He raped her, and then she got engaged to somebody else. So now, and they didn't go to Beis Din yet. So when they went to Beis Din, she's an arusa. Ma, what's halacha? When he raped her, she wasn't an arusa, but now she's an arusa. Omerle miksi v'nosin la viha nara asher lo arusa. Doesn't say that you give the knas if she's not an arusa now. Right? It says asher lo orosa, that's going on the time of the rape. There's nothing to do with what happened after the rape. Uletamei chodetan yibo'ale v'niseis li'atzma l'chora. The halacha is that if he raped her when she was a nara, and then afterwards, before they went to Beis Din, she became a nesua, the knas goes to her. I lechor according to you, miksi v'nosan lavi anara asher lo nesua. Right? Lechor, it doesn't say she's asher lo nesua. The nesua and lechor also should be irrelevant, because it happened after the rape. Hachi hashin, there's no comparison. Over there we know that she became a bogeris, the knas goes to her. And just like bagris takes her out of the rishus of the father, nisuin also takes. If she gets married with nisuin, she's no longer in the rishus of the father. So just like bagris takes her out, nisuin also. So even if it happened after the rape, she'll get the knas. Ma bagris boale bogra liatzma, af nisuin boale venisis liatzma. And the Erisin, Miko Mafkin Rishusa Dav Lagamre, Erisin doesn't take her out of the Rishusa of the Father completely. Hosna, Nara Hamurasa, Viubaila, Mathirin Landereva. That a Nara Hamurasa, her father still is made for her Nadorim together with her husband. But the father still has some Rishusa over her. Mashenkin and Nesua, only the husband's made for her Nadorim, she's out of the Rishusa of the Father completely. So that was the Shaila. If she became an arusa, she's partially out of the rishus of the father, partially in. Does the father still get the knas because she's partially in, or the father doesn't get the knas because she's partially out? Rashi. Agris motzia mishusav de lo motzino shezichse lo Torah bebito ele mecher bekatnus. What the Torah gave to the father was that he could sell her as a shivcha when she's a ketana. And her earnings and her kesef kedushin when she's a nara, and hafaras nadorim too. Kidafim perik nara of the bagris loashkam. But there's nothing that the father gave to the that the Torah gave to the father when she's a bogeris. The kivan lo zifsa lo Torah anan mehechatesil on the schusa bishala. Why in the world should we give him the knas when she's a bogeris? Nisuin motzia mishusav kida ashkam b'hafaras nadarim. The chos man v'lo nises avia mefer, mishanises ein yachal hafer. By nisua, the father can't be mefer anymore, only the husband. Bo elek shinaro bogra liatzma. The chsiva nosan isha shochiv mo liavia nara im nara hi b'shas nesina. If she's a nara at the time of the when the knas takes effect, when they go to Beis Din, he gets, the father gets the knas. But if she's a bogeris at the time that the knas takes effect, she gets it. Avio baila ve'enu mefer ad shifru shneim. But a nara murasa, the father still has some connection to her, but not completely, because the husband also has. So that's the shaila, right? If she became an arusa, right, before the knas became effective, does the father still get it? Or no, since she's partially out of his rishus, he doesn't get it anymore. We're up to Lamites Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Hamfata nosin shlosha dvorim, person who seduces with her consent a nara besula, so he has to pay three things to her father. The ha'onis arba, and an onis adds an extra one. We'll see one second. And mafata nosin boshes upagam uknas. Mafata pays boshes and pagam, how much she's worth less now on the marriage market, and all of that goes to her father. And knas, the 50 shkalim. Mostly for love onus, onus has to pay an extra thing, shenosin is a tsar. And onus also pays tsar, but by mefata, since she consented, there's no tsar. We'll see. Ma bein onus la mefata, what are some other things that are different between onus and mefata? So the first one is what we said already, ha onus nosin is a tsar, ha mefata ain't no nosin is a tsar. Onus pays tsar, and mefata doesn't pay tsar. Onus nosin miyad, the hamafata l'chishiyotze. The onus pays the knas regardless if he marries her or not. And he has to pay the knas to her father. But the mafata, if he marries her, he doesn't pay the knas. If he chooses not to marry her, they don't want him to marry her, then they have to pay, she has to pay the knas. Her onus shose ba'atsiso. The onus has no choice, and he drinks what he prepared, and therefore, even if the girl is handicapped or whatever, and he wouldn't have married her without that, he has to marry her no matter what. The hamafata imrotz lahotzi motzi, but the mafata, if he wants to, he can divorce her. Ketzot shose ba'atsiso. What's the onus? That those yuchalis the garsha kol yomov, he can't ever divorce her. What does that mean? That he's stuck with what he has. Afilu he chigeres, afilu he suma, even if she's lame or blind. Afilu he mukashchin, she's what's it called? Full of shchin. What?
Boils.
Not really boils, but okay, it's a kind of tsaras. Okay, then nimtza ba for erva. However, if he found that she has a dover erva, right, that she was mezana, she's also to him. Oh, she ain't a royal of Israel, or she's the kind of woman you're not allowed to marry. She's a mamzeris or something like that. So ain't a rishay lekaima. Then he surely can't marry her. She neemar velo siyale isha isha ruuyilo. Right, she should be a wife, but a wife that's fit to be a wife. Rashi. Boshes and pagam masnis l'kam meforeshu. Later Mishnayos will explain what boshes and pagam is. Ha'onis nosin miyad la'avia afapishu konsa. By onus, even though he has to marry her and he can't divorce her, he also has to pay a knas in addition to that. L'chashiyotzi, but by the mafata, only if he chooses not to marry her, or they don't want her to want him to marry her, then he has to pay the knas. What's the chashiyotzi is mashman, that she's automatically his wife, and then he has to divorce her. Yotzi. Refarish la l'kashelo yichnos. Yotzi means that he doesn't marry her. Deim konse inu nosin knas. By mafata, if he marries her, he doesn't pay the knas. Kidachsib mohar yimorenu lo. Deim moen yimoen kesef yishkol. Torah says refarish. He should marry her, and if he doesn't want to marry her, then he has to pay the knas. Aval onus k'sivin osin chavishim kesef velosi alisha. But by onus it says both. You have to pay the knas and marry her. Shosa batziso bekli shebocher lo lishtos bo. He has to drink in the kli that he of the kli of his choice. Lomer al korcho yisoyim. He has to marry her no matter what she is. Dechsiv lo yuchal l'shalcho. He can't divorce her. So he, as they say, he made his bed and he has to sleep in it. Okay. Okay, Silumar. Tsar demai. What tsar is there by onus? Omra vodishim. Well, tsar shechovta al gabi karka. Right? When he raped her, he threw her on the ground. So that's the tsar he has to pay for, the tsar of her back hitting the ground. Maskif lorb zeira. Elamiata chovta al gabi shirayim hochinami the potter. What if he raped her on a sealy mattress? So there's no tsar. He didn't throw her on the ground, he threw her on a bunch of silk. So then there's no tsar. The chitema hachinami, and if you'll say that ain't hachinami, only where he throws her on the ground, but if he rapes her gently, right, then there's no tsar. But tanya Reb Shimon ben Yehuda omra mishum Reb Shimon, onis eno mishalim es hatsar, mitnei sofa, right, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda said, in the name of Reb Shimon, that onus doesn't pay tzar. Why? Because she's going to have the same tzar eventually, she's going to get married. And she'll have the same tzar of having that first beer. So he didn't really do anything to her. He just made it premature. He didn't give a tzar that she wouldn't have later. So she's going to have that same tzar later. Right? Amrulal ain't no domen, nivellus ba'onus, nivellus ba'rasa. The Chacham said no. There's no dimyon to a woman who is has her first bia baratzon as opposed to when she's forced. There's still a tsar. It's a different tsar. Different tsar. Right? So, but lamaisa, if the idea is that the tsar is her being knocked to the ground, husbands don't usually knock their wives to the ground. So there couldn't be a machlokas that it's possible she's going to have the same tsar when she gets married as she had when she was raped. That if the tsar is being knocked to the ground, that doesn't apply to a woman who gets married, right? All chasonim don't knock their wives to the ground. Okay, hopefully. Elo Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rava Baravua, tsar shel pisuk haraglai. The tsar is that she has to spread her legs. And that tsar she's going to have when she gets married too. Same tsar. Except the chachomim hold, there's still a difference between having your legs spread against your will and where you willingly do it. The chen hu omer vatifshiki es raglayich lechol over. You spread your legs. The euphemistically talking about Klal Yisrael being over the avodah zarah. So the navi says, and you spread your legs to everybody who came by. You're mezana with every avodah zarah that there was. Lechol over. So you see that that's the part of the bia is the spreading of the legs, and that is a tsar. Rashi took here. Shesofa litzdayer the I chibut agabi karkahu v'chisofa lichovid agabi karka tachas bailo. If the tsar is being thrown to the ground, how could Reb Shimon have said, well, every woman's going to have to go through this when she gets married. Every woman goes through gets married gets thrown to the ground. So that can't be the tsar. Okay, let's go on. Mor says, Ihochi Mufuta Nami. If that's the case, then a Mufuta has that same tsar. Even though she agrees, she also has a tsar of spreading her legs. Omrav Nachman, Omrav Ravua, Moshel de Mufuta Lama Dover Domer. No. What can you compare it to? That there's a very big difference between a Mufuta and an Onis, even though both of them have to spread their legs. Guy said, tear my clothes and you're potter. The potter. So somebody says, what's it called? Tear my clothes and I'm mochel. Same thing over here. She's a mafuta. She's mochel on the tsar. Mora says, Sheli davua ninu. Over there, the guy's, here it's like compared to, tear my father's clothes and you'll be potter. Right, it's the tsar goes to the father, so how could she be mevater? Elom Rav Nachman Om Rabba Ravua Pikcho Shebehen Omros Mefuta Ein Lo Tsar. Once she consents, right, spreading her legs doesn't cause her tsar. When she's forced to spread her legs, then that causes her tsar. I receive a ma'isa that it is uncomfortable for a woman, even with consent. Amr Abaya, Amrli Aim, Kimaya Chamimi Areshi Dekarcha. Abaya said, my nursemaid, his mother died when he was born. So over hey, A means the nursemaid that raised him, said to him, I'll tell you what it feels like. It feels like hot water on the head of a bald person. It's uncomfortable, but it's nice. It's a nice feeling. That's not tzar. Rava Omar, Omerli Bas Rav Chizda. Rava said, Bas Rav Chizda was his wife. Right? Rav Chizda's daughter told me, Ki Rivda de Kusilsa. It's like the pinprick of a when you get a shot, right? When they let blood, it's uncomfortable, but it's not called zara. Rav Papa Omar, Omra li bas Abba Surah, my wife, who was the daughter of Abba Surah, said, Kinama akusha bechinchi. It's like hard bread on your gums. Also, it's not comfortable, but it's not zar. But when you're forced, there is Sakatsar. Rashi. Sheli, Bitmia. This you can't compare this to the case where somebody said, tear my clothing and you'll be potter. So here she said, give me tsar and I don't mind. Right? Where she's seduced. So Mara says, Da'avuahu. It's not hers. To call Shevach Niurim Yalfin Kamon Lavia. The tsar goes to her father. How could she be mochel on the tsar that goes to the father? The heyachia cholalimcho, rivda de kusilsa, putstoria de palmua. So again, it says the prick of the pin that they use to let blood. Rivda nikur is pin prick. Kusilsa kli umen makis is the thing that they use to let blood. That's what they. It's like an intravenous, right? They stick in the IV, hurts for a second. That's not called tsar. The istigarsi, unless they force you to have the IV, then it's a different story. The istigarsi ki cherpso de sikure, the hihi, same thing. Omrli ein, umanoso haisa, was his nursemaid. Wasn't his mother, because his mother died when he was born. Bas Rav Chizda, ishto so Rava. Rava's wife was the daughter of Rav Chizda. Bas Abba Surah, de visu de Rapapa. Rapapa's wife was Bas Abba Surah. Right? Why Rashi in the first one says Ishto, and over here he says Devisu, right? Why he changed from Hebrew to Aramaic in one Rashi after the other? There must be some reason. Okay, so it can't be just arbitrary. I have no idea what it is. Okay. Nama kushi bechinchi kelechem kosher, hard bread should go resacheich. It's uncomfortable to your palate, the hard bread, but it's not a tsar. It's just uncomfortable. So when the woman agrees, she's seduced, so it's uncomfortable, but that's not called tsar. When she's forced, then it's called tsar. Okay. Makes up a number. Okay. Psychological tsar?
I mean, emotional tsar. Of being forced, as opposed to...
I hear mistamanat. I'm not sure why. Mistamanat. Tsar has to be something, a physical pain. You learn it from psukim, so it could be over here. Psychological pain is not called pain. It's a different kind of thing.
Well, they didn't have psychologists.
Busha, she got. Maybe that's the busha. Yeah,
so they didn't have psychologists in time anymore.
Right. No, it could be that's the busha. Welcome.